Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Weekend in the Country, the show where we listen to the country music memories. Greetings, my friends. So good to be with you once more as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest country music of our lifetime. And we do that with the Vintage Countdown, a replaying of the most popular songs from this weekend in our spotlight year. You'll hear some tunes that you know by heart and others that you may not have heard for a while. But that's not all we do. We'll drop in some information about our world from back in the day. There'll be news headlines, sports, TV, movies, the weather, and anything else that helps us remember how things were back then. And today, the spotlight shines on June of 1997. Yeah, we'll be playing the biggest country hits in the USA from this weekend 28 years ago. Well, that's what awaits us today, so if you're ready, let's get started with this weekend in the country. And we begin on the countdown at number 20. Here's Clay Walker, 1-2, I Love You.
Kindergarten, 5 years old, you and me and Mother Goose. Learning lines to nursery rhymes, and that's when I fell in love with you. Back when it was 1-2, buckle my shoe. 3-4, shut the door. 5-6, pick up sticks. Even then my heart was yours. College days miles apart, so afraid you'd forget. Writing letters every day and ending everyone like this. 1-2, I miss you. 3-4, I walk the floor. 5-6, come back quick. And I don't want to miss you no more. And now it's 1-2, I love you. 3-4, let's have one more. 5-6, I wouldn't miss a day of this for all the treasure on the ocean floor. 1-2, I love you. 3-4, let's shut the door. 5-6, kiss after kiss. I can't wait to hold you once more.
One, two, I love you. There's Clay Walker at number 20 this week in 1997. That would move up two more spots. Well, that weekend in 97, two artists had their debut singles inside the top 20. One of those was Richland, Washington native Michael Peterson. He had song number 19, Drink, Swear, Steal, and Lie.
I was 12 when Daddy said to me, don't take to drinking, boy, that road don't lead nowhere. And don't you ever let me hear you swear. Don't you dare. He told me stealing is a lazy man's way. Something for nothing leaves you held to pay, so don't lie. Then you can look the whole world in the eye. Honey, I tried. But since I met you, girl, I'm breaking every rule. must confess I'm just a backsliding fool. I wanna drink from your loving cup, swear I'll never give you up, steal all your kisses underneath the moon. I wanna lie here close to you. Look, what do you make me do? Darling, you're the reason why I drink, swear, steal, and lie. Finally faced the fact that I am hooked on you. There's nothing more that I can do. Ain't no use. 'Cause every time I see your angel face, my halo disappears without its rings, I swear. Girl, I admit I haven't got a prayer, but I don't. I know this ain't exactly how I was raised, but heaven help me, honey, I ain't changing my ways. I wanna drink from your loving cup, swear I'll never give you up, steal all your kisses underneath the moon. I wanna lie here close to you. Look, what do you make me do? Darling, you're the reason why I drink, swear, steal, and lie.
Michael Peterson got his start in contemporary Christian music in the 80s, then he moved to Nashville, started writing songs there, and then got his own record deal. And that was his debut single, Drink, Swear, Steal, and Lie, number 19 this week in 1997, heading up to a peak of number 3.
And a major development in the computer world today is Massachusetts-based Dragon Systems announced the first affordable computer dictation system that understands standard natural speech.
This was a product announcement where the product was clearly the star. Dragon Naturally Speaking from Dragon Systems is the first general-purpose computer dictation program that recognizes natural speech. Existing products from Dragon and competitors IBM, Kurzweil, and Philips force the user to pause between each word or use a limited vocabulary. The system, as demonstrated, is easy to use, even when correcting the mistakes that occasionally occur. The potential market for speech recognition is huge, and it goes well beyond computer dictation. It might, for example, be the answer for those of us who can't program our VCRs or make our microwave ovens do our bidding.
That was from the Nightly Business Report on CNBC. Reporter Scott Gervey and the anchor Paul Kangas talking about the Dragon voice recognition software released in June of 1997. Meanwhile, the record at number 18 on the countdown this week in 97 featured the voice of Patti Loveless, The Trouble with the Truth.
Oh, the trouble with the truth is it's always the same old thing. So hard to forget, so impossible for me to change. And every time I try, trouble.
Patti Loveless with song number 18 this week in 1997, The Trouble with the Truth. That would top out at number 15.
If summer had a taste, it would taste gold as the sun, icy as a lake, satisfying as a hug, lazy as a Sunday afternoon. It would taste like country time, like good old-fashioned homemade lemonade, tart but sweet. Country time. The taste of summer, any old time at all.
To you, it's a day at the beach. To me,
yes, it is. Have you standing by the right side yet?
It's work.
Cut. I go through a lot of sunscreen.
But you know, oily sunscreen can make you
break out!
Good thing there's Coppertone oil-free. 100% oil-free sunscreen that won't clog pores and make you break out. So I can work. Work?
Work!
Coppertone oil-free. Keeps my skin looking beautiful.
It's not really summer until you have your ballpark.
Only ballpark Franks have such a big, juicy taste. They plump when you cook them.
Don't you just love summer?
Enjoy that big ballpark taste in a fat-free Frank, too.
A fat-free ballpark? I thought you wanted me to enjoy summer. Anyway, yeah, Michael Jordan was the pitch man for ballpark Franks. It was volleyball star slash model Gabby Reese for Coppertone. And of course, if it's summer, you have to have Country Time Lemonade. And this weekend was the first of summer, 1997. And that weekend, Rick Trevino was at number 17 on the countdown. I Only Get This Way With You.
I only feel like I feel with you and nobody else. And I only want to be with you and be myself. But when I look in your eyes, something happens to me every time. And I can't seem to find what to say or do. I only get this way with you. I only get this way with you. I only feel this way with you. And when we're together, I feel like I never ever felt before. As if I'm walking through that door to love, a love like I never knew. I only get this way with you. How I feel when I'm holding you in my arms. And I want you to know how miss you when we're apart. But when I look in your eyes, something happens to me every time. And I can't seem to find what to say or do. I only get this way with you. I only get this way with you. I only feel this way with you. And when we're together, I feel like I never ever felt before. As if I'm walking through that door to love. A love like I this way with you. I only get this way with you. I only feel this way with you.
Out of Austin, Texas, there's Rick Trevino. He could have played baseball at Memphis University. He turned that down and instead enrolled in the music program at Texas A&M. But a couple of years after that, he dropped out of school to sign with Sony Records. And he was at number 17 this week in 1997 with his final top 10 song, I Only Get This Way With You. That was moving up the survey to its high point of number 7. Yeah, we're listening to the memories of 28 years ago on this weekend in the country.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jane has 150,000 miles on her truck. And she's proud of that. Jane's secret, AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help her find the right parts. Jane's brother, Josh, only cares that his car starts and goes. But when it doesn't, he also goes to AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help with free services. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin, let the gobbler get it.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies.
Ah!
And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
Weekend in the Country!
Today, we've turned the calendar back to late June of 1997, and we have the hits from that week as they appeared on the national country charts. And inside the top 20 that week, there were 18 solo performers. The other two were bands, and they're back-to-back on the countdown. First up at number 16, Lone Star, Come Crying to Me.
I can see it in you're living a troubled life, and you've been hurting more and more these days. You don't have to hide it, don't even have to fight it. Maybe all you have to do is just turn and walk away.
There's Lone Star, Richie McDonald, Michael Britt, Dean Sams, John Rich, and Keach Rainwater. Come Crying to Me, number 16 this week in 1997. In a few weeks, that would be their second number one hit. Well, next up on the chart that week, another band, as promised. And it's another five-man group. Here are the Sons of the Desert, Whatever Comes First.
Everyone says that it's no big deal. Nothing a little more time won't heal. Sooner or later, the way I feel will change. But they've never hurt the way I do. Cause they never had to get over you. So they never shared my point of view of the pain. I've either got to leave the past behind or find myself a way. There's only so much a man can take before his reality starts to break, especially holding an old heartache like you. Ah, somebody's leaving, I don't care who, but there's not enough room in my mind for two.
Boy, I really like their sound. Wish they could have stayed together longer, had a little more success. The Sons of the Desert. They took their name from the classic Laurel and Hardy movie. And they consisted of lead singer Drew Womack, his brother Tim, along with Scott Saunders, Doug Verdon, and Brian Westrum. Whatever Comes First was their debut single. It was at number 15 and would climb to number 5. And connecting the two bands we just heard, Drew Womack is currently the lead singer for Lone Star. He took over in 2021 when Richie McDonald left to join the frontmen. Now, Sons of the Desert hailed from Waco, Texas. That's about 60 miles from Gerald, Texas, which was devastated by a tornado in May of 97.
Tiny Gerald, Texas, population 400 Wednesday, was a combination of shock and mourning. Everyone in the town knew someone killed by the huge tornado. It was the second time in 8 years that a twister hit the town in the Texas Hill Country, picking up homes and shredding them over the countryside. It began as swirling wisps, dipping from a thunderstorm and quickly growing into a monster. Farmhouses became kindling and machinery was rolled into big metallic balls.
As families of the missing waited for word of their loved ones, officials acknowledged that, much like their houses, some of them may have vanished forever.
It was Charles Zewi of CNN reporting on the Gerald, Texas tornado, the second deadliest of the decade. 27 people were killed. And Mother Nature struck earlier this week on the island of Montserrat as the Soufriere Hills volcano erupted for the second time in as many years. 19 people died. The capital city, airport, and main shipping port were all destroyed. The tourism industry there collapsed, and it took many years for it to recover. And as we get back to the countdown this week in 1997, the weather was the theme of song number 14. Here's Mark Chestnut, Let It Rain.
Storm clouds rising, flash of lightning rattles that old porch swing. Window open, curtains dancing, just you and me. As the thunder rolls on, we'll just hold on neath the light of this candle flame. Oh, this is perfect. What a night, let it rain. Let your love pour down all around. Let it fill my heart. Let it flood this house. Let the world outside just wash on by. We'll just lay right here and hold on tight. Let it rain. Together when he planned this night, from out of the blue he set the mood, turned out the lights. Just when we thought the storm was over, here it comes again. Lay back down in these arms, let it rain. Let your love pour down all around. Let it fill my heart. Let it flood this house. Let the world outside just wash on by. We'll just lay right here and hold on. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain.
There's another Texan on the countdown this week out of Beaumont, Mark Chestnut. That was Let It Rain, released from his greatest hits album, and it was at number 14 this week, 1997. Six spots away from its high.
More coming up on Weekend in the Country.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Annie's first oil change wasn't as hard as she thought because she went to AutoZone, where a friendly AutoZoner helped her find the right oil and save on an oil filter. He explained the job and showed her free how-tos on AutoZone.com. When she was done, AutoZone recycled her old oil for free. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the GPS directions first before driving to the mall.
Turn right at the light. In 1,000 miles, you will reach Montreal.
Not Montreal. The mall.
Recalculating. 6,000 miles to Nepal.
No, the mall.
Checking first is smart.
Recalculating.
So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur.
My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old, and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
Weekend in the Country!
That's the name of the show, and I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, coming to you, as always, from the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. And per usual, we're playing the biggest hits from this weekend many moons ago. How many moons? I can't do the math quick enough. But it's 28 years ago, June of 1997. And here's song number 13 from that week, She Sure Taking It Well. This is Kevin Sharp.
We decided to try going our own way for a while and give each other some space, but I never dreamed it would be miles. I thought she would cry while she was packing up. I guess something isn't wrong enough. She's sure taking it well, taking my heart and my soul. You think I wasn't here, falling apart, watching her go. If she knows it's killing me, you couldn't look at her and tell. She's sure taking it well. There go all of my dreams, melting like sugar in the rain. I would love to believe she's only smiling through the pain. Shouldn't she be sad after losing everything we had? She's sure taking it well, taking my heart and my soul. You think I wasn't here, falling apart, watching her go. If she knows it's killing me, you couldn't look at her and tell. My heart's breaking and she's sure taking it well. She's sure taking it well.
Here's Kevin Sharp with his second single, She's Sure Taking It Well. That peaked at number 3 on the chart, but it was down to number 13 this week in 1997.
A cheer went up outside the Denver courthouse when word came that the jury found Timothy McVeigh guilty. Inside the second floor courtroom, the Gulf War veteran sat expressionless as Judge Richard Mage read each of the 11 counts against McVeigh, and after each one, announced that the jury found him guilty. Three U.S. Marshals were seated behind McVeigh as the jury's verdict was announced. McVeigh never made a sound and rarely looked at the jury. His attorney sat glumly, in sharp contrast to the prosecution team, which appeared smiling and confident in the courtroom. The prosecution team was cheered as they left the courthouse. In only 5 weeks, they presented a fast-moving case that convinced the jury of McVeigh's guilt. Victims' families held hands and silently cried in the courtroom as the verdict was read. Outside, they let their emotions show.
We're hoping for life 2 years ago, and we're hoping for death today.
A CNN report from June 2, 1997, where Timothy McVeigh was convicted on 15 counts of murder and conspiracy for his role in the Oklahoma City bombing. 11 days later, he was sentenced to death. His co-conspirator, Terry Nichols, would be convicted of various charges later in the year. But the McVeigh trial was making headlines here in June of 1997. We get back to the countdown now with Pam Tillis at number 12. All the good ones are gone.
She'll turn 34 this weekend. She'll go out with her girlfriends. They'll drink some margaritas, cut up and carry on. There'll be guys and there'll be come-ons. She'll probably get hit on. But she thinks all the good ones are gone. She's got friends down at the office, and she can't help but notice that when the day is over, how they all hurry home. Every day there's guys she works with, and even some she flirts with. But it seems like all the good ones are gone. And her mama called this morning, said, "I'm worried about my baby. I wish you had a family of your own." She said, she had someone who loved her back when she was younger. Now she wonders if she held out a little bit too long. Back then there were so many, but now there just aren't any. It seems like all the good ones are gone. Girlfriends that drink some margaritas, cut up and carry on. Oh, oh, oh.
There's Pam Tillis at number 12 this week in 1997. All the good ones are gone. Moving up the survey to a high of number 4, and it was on our radio back then, as it is again today on Weekend in the Country.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jane has 150,000 miles on her truck, and she's proud of that. Jane's secret, AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help her find the right parts. Jane's brother Josh only cares that his car starts and goes, but when it doesn't, he also goes to AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help with free services. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce!
It's Spruce, the new hard-working, worry-free weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people and pets. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play. Weeds die by the next day. Find Spruce wherever weed killers are sold.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
This is Weekend in the Country.
Today, we've gone back to June of 1997, and we've got the biggest records as determined by that weekend's country music charts. And here's tune number 11 from that weekend. It's Lee Ann Rimes, The Light in Your Eyes.
Thank you.
14-year-old Leanne Rimes, The Light in Your Eyes. That was the fifth and final single from her album Blue. Now, that was supposed to be the debut single, but when people heard the title track, it became apparent right away that that should lead off the album. So, The Light in Your Eyes took the anchor leg, and it peaked at number 5, down to number 11 this week in 1997. Well, this year, the economy was doing very well, a steady growth rate between 4 and 4.5%. The median household income, $36,000. Now, back in May, unemployment dipped to 4.9%. That was the first time it had fallen below 5% since December of 73. Now, in June, it ticked back up to 5%, but July, it went back under, and it would remain below 5% until September of 2001. So that was good news for Americans, and so were the tax cuts that cleared both the Senate and the House this week. The Republicans controlled both chambers, but it was an overwhelmingly bipartisan vote. And the Taxpayer Relief Act would pass, along with the Balanced Budget Act of 1997, and be signed by President Bill Clinton in August. There was substantial tax relief for just about everybody. The capital gains tax was lowered, and new features included the Child Tax Credit and the Roth IRA. So we were getting a little more bang for the buck here in 1997. And speaking of bucks, lots of them were coming in for Bob Carlisle and Randy Thomas. They co-wrote a song that had three different versions on the country chart this week. It was Butterfly Kisses, and the entries were from Jeff Carson, Bob Carlisle himself, and this version by the Raven Brothers.
There's two things I know for sure. She was sent here from heaven, and she's daddy's little girl. As I drop to my knees by her bed at night, she talks to Jesus, and I close my eyes, and I thank God for all of the joy in my life. Oh, but most of all, for butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair. Walk beside the pony, Daddy, it's my first ride. I know the cake looks funny, Daddy, but I sure tried. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something right to deserve a hug every morning and butterfly kisses at night. Sweet 16 today, and she's looking like her mom a little more every day. One part woman, the other part girl, to perfume and makeup from ribbons and curls, trying her wings out in a great big world. But I remember her butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair. You know how much I love you, Daddy, if you don't mind, I'm only gonna kiss you this time. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something right to deserve her love every morning and butterfly kisses at night. Change her name today, and she'll make a promise, and I'll give her away. Standing in the bride room, just staring at her, she asked me what I'm thinking. I said I'm not sure, I just feel like I'm losing my baby girl. And she leaned over, butterfly kisses. aisle dance. It's just about time. Does my wedding gown look pretty, Dad? Daddy, don't cry. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something wrong to deserve a hug every morning and butterfly kisses at night.
Man, this is what love.
As I mentioned, there were three different versions of Butterfly Kisses on the country chart this week. Jeff Carson's treatment was at its peak of number 66 this weekend. Bob Carlyle reached number 45 on the country chart, and it was a number one smash on the Adult Contemporary Countdown. However, the most popular country version was done by the Raven Brothers. Marty, who had left Shenandoah for a solo career, and his brother Tim. They were at number 39 this weekend after hitting number 37. But their recording made it onto the Hot 100, the only one of the trio to do that. It peaked at number 22 on that survey. Well, that's going to do it for hour number one of today's show. We'll break and be back with more of the hit records from this week in 1997 on Weekend in the Country.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
This is hour two of Weekend in the Country. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thank you so much for coming back for part two of the program. And on today's show, we have gone back to the end of June in 1997. And we're playing the most popular country singles from this weekend, 28 years ago. And we resume our climb at number 10 with Trace Atkins. I left something turned on at home.
Well, boys, I hate to leave good company. But my baby just called me on the phone. From the sound of her voice, I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put